Good morning, everybody. Let us pray. We pray that you will open my mouth to proclaim your word in the power of the Spirit. And we pray that the same Spirit will open the hearts of its hearers here assembled to receive your word. Amen. Now, continuing our series on spiritual gifts, my consideration today was inspired by Cain saying, "Look for that gift." Maybe on that shelf that you have put your gift somewhere and you've just forgotten about it, ignored it. So I went home, I went into my study, and I found this beautiful bottle bag. And I thought to myself, well, why did I put that on the shelf? Why did I do that? Because normally, and as you might remember, I was a former teacher. And normally inside the bottle bag is a bottle. And the last thing you would do is put it on a shelf. The last thing you do, you take the bottle out and you would enjoy it. But this one was very, very light. And I didn't understand it. And I thought, well, there's nothing in it. It looks like someone had given me the gift, but had forgotten to put the bottle in. However, they'd written on the side of this bottle bag, and I hope you can read that. It says, right way around, it says education. But well, of course, that's something I'm involved with. So I'm going to see what's inside this box in front of you. And I can see that there are three pieces of paper. And the first one I take out and it says discernment. Discernment. Second piece of paper. And see what's in here. Wisdom. And the third, knowledge. And I was thinking to myself, how do those three words link up with the gift of education? And so when you think about your spiritual gifts, especially maybe that one you still haven't yet opened on the shelf or you haven't quite found, are you wise? Are you discerning? Are you knowledgeable? And if at all wise, discerning, or with knowledge, how do you use these gifts with others? Successfully? To a few people? Maybe to many? Let's consider today how God wants us to educate. Education never ends. We learn all the time. Only this week, I was fortunate enough to be at Lord's and I witnessed another test cricket record for Joe Root. I'd learnt that he has just taken his 211th catch. That is more than any other fielder in the history of the game. Except, of course, for the ones that are wicketkeepers. I wonder when you can think of something or where you were when you said something that another acknowledged. Maybe this morning, listening to God's word through me. Now, as a former teacher, hence I'm wearing the gown today, I have felt privileged to enable others to learn and to have those eureka moments, especially those when explaining things like Pythagoras' theorem. But that theorem is not for now. Sense some relief maybe in the congregation, now is explaining about the gifts of education that bring understanding, that bring clarity and practical application of God's word to the body. As some of you may be aware, education derives from the Latin word educare, which means to lead out. And in this context, a spiritual gift of education is to lead people into their fullest created potential, so that they may become God, how God intends them to be. Spiritual gifts that enable the will of God to be communicated in the ways that make it accessible to everyone. And if blessed with these gifts, we have a vital role in disseminating knowledge as truth and applying spiritual principles and insights to everyday decisions. Gifts that are divine in origin not necessarily a product of human experience or education. So let's consider the first one, wisdom. Proverbs 9:10 states, "Fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom." This gift is the special ability that God gives to members of the body of Christ, to know the mind of the Holy Spirit in such a way as to receive insight into how knowledge may be best applied to specific needs arising in the body of Christ. It allows the believer to sort through opinions, facts, thoughts, in order to determine what solution might be best for the individual believer or the community of believers. It is the ability to apply knowledge to life in such a way as to make spiritual truths relevant and practical in proper decision-making and daily life situations. Wisdom shows us how to use our knowledge. Consider these questions and others. Can you hear the Spirit giving you direction for God's best in a given situation? Can you focus on the unseen consequences in determining the next steps to take? Do you receive an understanding of what is necessary to meet the needs of the body of Christ? Can you provide divinely given solutions in the midst of conflict and confusion? Do you apply truth in specific and practical ways? Maybe you use meditation and deep prayer practices. And this is a good one. Are you a good listener? Maybe a positive response to any of these shows that you have that gift of wisdom. Second, from inside my paper bag, was discernment. John writes in his first letter, chapter 4, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." This gift is the special ability God gives to someone to know with assurance whether certain behavior or teaching is from God, Satan, human error, or human power. It is the divine enablement to distinguish between truth and error, to discern the spirits, that is differentiating between good and evil, to differentiate between right and wrong. The Greek word diakrisis, Stavros, I hope I've said that correctly, embodies several ideas. It enables us to see, to consider, examine, understand, to hear, and to judge closely. Again, think about these questions for you and others. Can you distinguish between right and wrong, truth from error, pure motive from impure? Are you able to identify deception in others with accuracy and appropriateness? Do you recognize inconsistencies in a teaching, prophetic message, or interpretation? Can you sense the presence of evil? A positive response in any of those indicates you may have that spiritual gift of discernment. And the third thing to consider is the gift of knowledge. We know everything, don't we? Well, this gift, when prompted by the Holy Spirit, is those with those who are unable to gather, to organize, to apply information. It is a spiritual motivation that drives us to explore matters of God and the church at a deeper level. A drive to seek to understand not only the Bible, but also the wisdom and teaching of others with gifts of teaching and wisdom. The Holy Spirit enables those with this gift to grasp the profound truths of God's word and to apply them in ways that speak to specific situations within the church. It is a divine enablement not driven by personal interest or curiosity. If you engage with someone with this gift, you sense a passion and a depth of understanding that transcends their everyday work or persona. It is a gift that allows one to grasp spiritual truths that are beyond natural comprehension. It provides a deep understanding of God's will and purpose, which can be used to help others. A gift that enables discernment between truth and falsehood, to explain complex spiritual concepts in a clear and accessible way, to uncover hidden meanings that help to illuminate God's message. Of course, no person knows everything or possesses all wisdom. That is God alone. But this gift enables understanding and communicate insights that are relevant to God's kingdom and his purposes. So, do you see yourself and others as with a gift of knowledge? Do you have a deep desire to study scripture and the writings of others to gain insight, understanding, and truth? Do you acquire knowledge that often surpasses what we can be attained through natural means? Can you organize and apply information in a way that is practical? Tend to have a love for reading and learning? Are you unafraid to research new insights or revelations from God? Seek to understand the meaning between ideas, concepts, or challenges? Do you require encouragement to share your insights? And do you use the gift alongside the gift of teaching to instruct others? If you sense any affirmation in these questions, it indicates a spiritual gift, knowledge. So in conclusion, my hope that is in this year of preparation, you open your gift or gifts. And there is no doubt that you have at least one. And you feel you are blessed with a spiritual giving of education, following my explanation and questions, alongside maybe the questionnaire that many of you have completed or may soon. Coming together as one church with such a wonderful diversity of people, with such a range of spiritual gifts, can only enhance God's work, gifts that keep on giving and benefit all. Thank you for listening, to being educated. And I pray that these gifts of wisdom, choosing the right course of action, discernment to distinguish between good and evil, and knowledge to know something that opens a heart to God's word, will bear further fruit within St. Mary's and its community. Amen.